Fart fetish, why I want to fart on you. This is QWEDFDGFBHN. My name is Sonia Duncan. Episode number 2 is here.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai.
When discussing a fetus with someone, it is useful to clarify what specifically makes you feel aroused by flatulence, and how you might be interested in exploring this further with your partner. Telling your fart fantasies to your partner may be tricky when compared with more common fetishes. People who have sexual experiences that involve farting or having anal experiences may develop a fart fetish with ease. Because farts are seen as awkward, humorous, and unpleasant, it is very possible that one may become sexually aroused, although, there is some evidence that farts may arouse sexually in both genders in bisexuals. For others, sexual attraction to farts may be more related to the gendered expectations that women hold. In that sense, some people are more responsive and repelled by certain types of farts than others. Some individuals are on the most hot seat when they fart at a sex partner, while others are more turned on by the act of being farted upon. The fart's unusual fetish is not the same for every individual, with some choosing to fart on their sexual partners, while others are more turned on by the act of being farted upon. Some enthusiasts within the community like farting on their sexual partners, while others prefer being farted on. While sexually aroused by such interactions, it is a minority of fart fetishists who seek the sexual satisfaction of being dominant and degraded. Individuals who have fart fetishisms gain sexual satisfaction from the farting of an intimate partner, or one who finds them attractive. The gain is marked by sexual excitement at the smell and sound of farting. Experiences with fetishization of the farts, known as eproctophilia, may include being aroused by the smell, sound, and/or discharge involved with the farts. Fart fetishism, also known as eproctophilia, involves being sexually aroused by anal feces. Derived is known as eproctophilia, which is characterized by fart lust, individuals being aroused by the sounds, smells, or excretions produced by a fart. Derive plays a crucial role in a fart fetishist's mind. She believes hearing and smelling one's own fart is similar to experiencing oneself in the vulnerable state, and that is what gives him, her sexual pleasure. When describing his perfect fart fetish session, he shares that the best start would be sharing it with a sexual partner who has eproctophilia, and she thinks that is hilarious. To get into an act of eproctophilia, Brad said that he would explain his fetish to his significant other and hope that they are open to doing it for him. Brad was also asked about how he met other like-minded individuals who shared his eproctophilic interests. Brad was also asked whether there was a difference between men's and women's facial farts, and if men's farts excited him as much as women's farts. Brad also had very specific criteria to make his fetish sexually aroused. Being farted on by others also allowed Brad to fulfill a role as being dominated by someone else, which can be sexually arousing in a masochistic way. As with Brad, his fetish for farting began at age 16, with a girl he had a crush on in school farting during a science lesson. At first, I did not want to admit that I was infatuated with the way my boyfriend farted, but I finally decided to give it an experiment. Talking with friends, Brad remembered that one mentioned that there was one particular girl who had been farting during science class. Here are a few reasons that some people find farting sexually appealing. Considering that it is not an accepted sexual desire, nor is it accepted even in public, makes farting a sexually emotive, psychological, and compulsion. The attraction to female farting also likely has much to do with the taboo aspects of farting and women. While data is lacking in this regard, I would argue that many people who fetishize farting might also derive sexual pleasure from being dominated and degraded in other ways unrelated to farting. Folks with this fetish of sex are also, for the most part, enjoying only the farts of the person to whom they are sexually attracted, though I have read an interesting report about one guy who was heterosexual, but was exclusively fond of male farts. According to this person, the fetish is not the same for each individual, although it generally centers on sexual attraction to farts. Some people find it attractive only if farted by someone in the opposite gender, whereas others need to be fucked by someone in the same
gender, a preference that does not always track a person's sexuality. The group, one single and heterosexual, the other heterosexual and married, while a third is a single homosexual, said farts fetish is an unusual fetish that centers on the sexual attraction to farts. The three men spoke anonymously to Vice about their own personal experiences with this sexual craving, known as eproctophilia. The three men, who share a unique sexual fetish of farting at others, have spoken openly about how it impacts their intimate relationships, as well as revealed how they first learned that they were aroused by flatulence. Men with an uncommon farts fetish. A uncommon fart fetish has candidly revealed how they indulge in their sexual fantasies, and why flatulence turns them on. Those who are eproctophilic, or erotically attracted to farts, may constitute a highly niche group, but having sexual interests in what most people would consider grotesque in other settings is not all that uncommon.
This was Fart Fetish Why I Want to Fart on You, by QWEDFDGFBHN, and this was episode number 2. My name is Sonia Duncan, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot.ai